Let's have a brief review of the form TE-160. A copy of this can be found in your manual on page 2-5. However, it is suggested that you get the latest version of the manual from the Traffic Signal Portal. First off is portion A of TE-160. This is the applicant's, which would be the municipal contact information, including the contact name, numbers, emails, and so forth. Next is Part B, which would be the application description. For instance, the traffic control device is new or existing, the type of traffic control, is it part of a system, and so forth. Shown here is a continuation of Part B on the top, and then Part C, an important element, which would be the maintenance and operation information. Of importance here is the maintenance operations are typically performed by either municipal personnel, municipal contractor, municipal personnel and contractor, and other, and then the contact information. More information on this can be found in the Traffic Signal Maintenance and Operations course. Also found here is Part D, which would be the attachment listings, such as a traffic signal permit, warrant analysis, traffic signal study, capacity analysis, etc. Next is Portion E. This would be the applicant's municipal certification. Certainly, it's important for the municipality to read this in full detail. Here's a continuation of Part E that includes the locations for the printed municipal contractor's name, signed by, signator, witness, date, and title of witness or attester.